Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour. And I'm going to open up the lines. I need all of my conflict resolution folks to call in and give little tips. We got the young folks listening. We got the young people listening, and they tuning in, and I need y'all to just give little tips, little gems on how to resolve conflict, especially in strenuous situations where, you know, they may be emotionally charged. You know, I'll tell you this. I spent the last 2 hours just trying to give context to how to resolve, mentally address, emotional intelligence, and real stressful ideas. And we played the situation where it was an adult that harmed a 70-year-old where my grandma used to live. Over there on 8th and Galena. So it ain't just for the young folks. Some of y'all grown folks don't know how to resolve conflict. Some of y'all, they kids watching y'all now, y'all might be telling them, hey, to go do the right thing, but they seeing you out here acting crazy. Knowledge not applied is trash to me. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you out here acting a fool, what's the use of knowing? 833-212-1017. Brother Love. How you doing, Brother Love?
Hello? Hey, how you doing, Tory,
hey,
man?
We talking conflict what's resolution. We need the tips. You got any tips on how to resolve conflict?
Yeah, man. I remember the first thing I did when I ran into some major conflict was I just because, you know, I was in a relationship and we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, at, you know, we broke up, but I was unrepentant. So I was repenting and, you know, please baby, forgive me. And then we made up and we had great sex and it was beautiful.
Oh, wow. Make up to break up.
And also, Terry, even with that young guy, that 17-year-old guy, that the rapist, the young guy, even with that, I saw the white lady on TV. They was interviewing her. And, you know, her story was confusing. First, she said that he did this in the elevator. Then she said he did it in the office.
What story is that? Did we even bring
about
that story?
About the young guy. Huh?
Did we bring that story up today?
No. This was in the past.
Oh, okay.
But it just brings me to that point. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, you know, we have to resolve these things. You know, even in her story was inconsistent. First she said the elevator, then she said the office. So, who knows?
Right.
But I'm gonna let you cook, man, because you cook it, man. I'm gonna let you cook.
Hey, Brother Love. Like I said, you know, as a lot of people. This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of people that they have knowledge, they have an understanding, but the thirst for drama and chaos overrides the knowledge. you know, they scrolling. They looking at the conflict. They looking at, they want to engage. They may even want to make a video because they know it's going to get some clicks. I share it all. Somebody said, Tori, you shouldn't be sharing that. Why wouldn't I? It happened on my block. You don't want me to show what's going on in my neighborhood? I hate when folks try to, I don't share that. But it's happening outside your window. Like, I don't want to share what's going on in my neighborhood. You know, I'm sharing everything. If it's happening on the block, I'm sharing it. Because I think that if people can actually see what's happening, they can try to work to try to stop it. So a lot of folks, they be like, man, I don't do this, I don't do that. Yeah, but you don't do nothing either, too. You don't do nothing. You're not trying to contribute to try to help it. You know, the mentality, it's a lot of different mentalities I run into, but the worst mentality is the person that, you know, I don't like that, what's going on, so I just ignore it. You know. No. You gotta run to it and put your hands on it. Everybody. If you ignore it, okay, you ignoring it because it ain't directly happening to you. See, this is the funny thing about, I ain't got nothing to do with me. Okay, then when it happened to them, they calling Tory Lowe. I thought it didn't have nothing to do with you. Well, that was last week. That was across the street. Now that it came up on my porch. Now they trying to climb through my window. We all got to start circulating the right mentality. And I know exactly where to start. Let's start at innocent life. Let's start right there. Don't let nobody around you harm innocent folks. And let's start right there. Simple, DJ. Don't that sound simple? That sounds simple to me. Stop allowing folks to harm innocent life. Start right there and work your way around. Let that be your measuring stick. Sometimes folks be mad at the person and hurt everybody else and not the person. Kind of like what happened in Ohio with the man that son got killed by the police officer. He got upset and he went and harmed the innocent sheriff deputy that had nothing to do with it. A lot of people, even myself, I thought it was the officer. I thought it was the officer that shot his son. But when I started looking into the story, that officer's still alive. The officer that took his son out, still alive. But an officer that had nothing to do with it lost his life. Now, a lot of people, depending on how they feel, got something to say extra. I'll tell you this, if it was going to be like that, I ain't condoning nothing, but at least get the person that you're mad at, if that's the case, if you felt that they wronged your family. Don't cause other families harm and grief. But that happens all the time. People taking things out on folks that don't have nothing to do. Let's start right there. Let's just stop folks from harming innocent life. If somebody get out here and do something against folks that you know that they deserve it, let you be the person to take that person and make sure that person don't harm no other innocent life. Can we start right there? Can we work this summer like that? We talking conflict resolution. If we was talking Donald Trump, the phones would be lit. But when it's, I always tell folks, when it's something that's going on in our neighborhoods down the street, it's crickets. When you got to do something, because a lot of y'all don't do nothing. I'm urging y'all to be about that action. But when it's stuff like this, when it's real, when you look up on the news or look out the window, that's when it's crickets. I'm talking about conflict resolution. Maybe the adults need a class. Maybe I'm asking the wrong folks to try to give tips. The young people may be smarter than the grown-ups, probably. And they out here acting, and it's grown-ups acting.
Damn.
Maybe they got it from y'all. That's why y'all can't call in and try to give some tips, because y'all don't even know how to resolve conflict. Y'all ready to take it out on somebody soon as somebody say something to y'all. Soon as y'all stand in the line and then they have Black Friday and they grab the last TV, you ready to go wrestle with them over the TV. It'd be interesting. If I was talking about Donald Trump, the lines would be lit. But if I'm talking about something that's going on down the street, how you live in a place and you don't have nothing to say about what's going on down in your community down the street? That's all I'm saying. Conflict resolution, 833-212-1017. If you know these young people is listening, why don't you call in and give them a tip? Because you ain't saying nothing when you see them walk down the street. So if they listening, why don't you give them a tip? That's all I'm asking. 833-212-1017. They're like, what? You know what? Y'all really be showing how y'all really operate, really, to tell you the truth. We got Peter on the lines. Peter, how you doing, Peter?
I'm doing just fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about you, Tori?
Blessings, brother Peter. When we talk about conflict resolution, do you got a tip on how to resolve or not get involved in the chaos? For these people that's listening.
I know not a lot of people are going to like this, but it's going to take humility when it comes to conflict resolution, man. Because you got to be able to look at yourself. You got to be able to look at the situation objectively and say, you know what? Maybe I did do something wrong. Maybe I didn't react in the way that was helpful to the situation. And for that reason, you got to be able to just say, hey, man, I'm wrong in this, or, you know,
that's tough for people to take accountability. You know, I'm wrong. It starts right there, too.
Right. Right. And don't get it twisted now. I'm not saying be submissive.
Right.
Submission means that you're just saying no, or you're backing down because you're weak, because you need to be subordinate to a person. That's not it at all. You just got to be able to just admit when you're wrong, but be confident in what is right. Right. So
I agree.
That's all I got to say.
Hey, that's powerful.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you, Peter. That's powerful. See, the thing is, some of y'all, even if y'all right or wrong, y'all going to continue the chaos. Y'all just addicted to the drama. Some of y'all just addicted to the drama, and y'all just not going to say, you know what? That may not have been the right thing to do. And I'm sorry. That'll calm a lot of stuff down. I shouldn't have did that. I'm sorry. That's not giving in. That's maturity. That's intelligence. Tyrone, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Tyrone?
Oh, man, good afternoon, man. Blessed, joyful, grateful, thankful to the Lord. Thanks for asking. I hope you and your family as well. You as well, man, Brother Z, man. But a blessed, joyous, and early Mother Day to all the mothers.
Hey.
I want to say that, including you, Liz Brown, and all the wonderful black queens. But I'll keep this short here, Tori. You know, and you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of the things that you've said there. But I'm going to put another word out there. Meekness, you know. Power under control. Meekness. Not weakness. Meekness.
Right.
Meekness, meathead. Meekness. Meekness. You got to let them know, meathead, this is meekness, not weakness. Meekness. Power under control. You know, take a deep breath. Well, first of all, one can only control oneself, you know. Control oneself. That's where it begins right there. Take a deep breath. Say, well, let me step back, get myself, my thoughts under control here. And get yourself under control before you try to control anybody else, because that's the only way it's going to work, you know. You control yourself. You really can't control anybody else. Eliminate yourself from the situation if you possibly can there, but yielding to a more higher level, that's what meekness is. Not weakness, mm-hmm. but meekness. Thank you. I love you, man.
Hey, that's
have
powerful.
A good one. Thank you.
And, you know, I'll tell you this. In order to conflict resolve, you got to take down. You can't be coming in puffed up like I'm, like even though, you know, I felt this way and that it is what it is. See, you got to be like, okay, we may not even agree on, you know, we got to agree to disagree. But you know what? I love you. I got empathy for us, and it don't have to get crazy. You know what? If I did something to offend you, I apologize. Maybe I didn't know. Maybe it was unknowingly. Maybe it was knowingly. But you know what? I apologize. And you should do the same. Both parties should be like, you know what? And hug it out. Hey, it's a wrap. We going to move on. This is a minor misunderstanding. Sharice, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Tori.
How you doing, queen?
A lot of what you're saying is like, all right. Everything what you're saying is right. But I think about this whole thing about my brother's keeper, and it's like people don't want to participate in our philosophy until their loved one or something happens to them. Mm. Then they're blowing your phone up. Tori, come on. This happened to my son, my brother.
Right.
Come on, Tori, investigate. Where my kid at? But a lot of this, they know what's going on, but it's not touching them. It's not impacting their life. So then they ain't got time for brother's keeper more. When it happens on they knocking on their door, then they want to be involved. They want the community to wake up and get out.
That's
and
what
help.
I said.
But then it's late. We got to have we got to go handle it before it gets to that point. And part of that is that everybody's button is pushed and triggered. I think about myself. I'll be 51 this year. My buttons get pushed. But I think about I could do A, and I could act a monkey and take them out and do all this kind of crazy stuff. But is it worth everything I'm going to lose? My kids lose a mom, my granddaughter, my brothers, my sisters, my job, everything that I do as a nurse, everything is lost for this one bad decision. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. You go to the visuals, you see all the sad people, you see how much that person meant to all these people,
right,
and how our community is lost without this person. And it's like that one moment, you are impacting the whole community when you decide, no, I'm going to keep it on the real. It's GP. I ain't no punk. I ain't going out like that. All of it. And then the wrong person gets shot or hurt. It's just devastating. And people need to understand their worth, and that when you see some or know something is going on, handle it before. I'm a female. I don't even have no Mayweather fights to tell you about. But when I see a problem, when I see people at it, I'm like, I'm going to do something. If I can't do something physically, I will call the police, because I don't want to walk past that situation. Then on the 6 o'clock news, 35th and Hampton, the boy was shot or the boy was hurt. When I saw them just arguing, or I saw them just at the beginning of that, you know, like they talk about that conflict resolution,
right,
like what you can do at stage one and stage two, like, I'm telling you, somebody is always there at stage one and stage two, and the outsiders are seeing it. I'm just on the outside looking in. That's the point that I can do something when both parties is too intense and filled up with emotions. Sometimes it's the outsiders that could just say something. Man, you don't want to ruin your life. Come on, you don't
right.
want to do that. You better than that. You bigger than that. Your kids need their daddy, not in jail or dead. So it's a lot of things we need to look at, but I promise you, some of these people could be told, the people that's sitting in jail or that's dead, hey, man, if I could go back to that day, I promise I wouldn't have did that. I would have let it go. I wouldn't have did the road rage. I would have just chopped it up and moved on.
Oh,
so I think
true.
They just need to hear those stories so it's real and touchable. And then maybe it might make a difference. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Hey, that was powerful. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Truth Nation, it's big week for the Girl Scouts of Wisconsin Southeast. Have you ever wanted to become a Girl Scout? Sign up for their extended year membership today. Girls can join for just $98 and adults for only $42. Take advantage of their extended year membership by June 30th. And girls starting kindergarten and first grade in 2025 will receive 3 fun skill-building activity books for the whole family and more. So come explore the outdoors, meet forever friends, make sure that you're making a difference in the community as a Girl Scout. This is a special big week for the Girl Scout in Wisconsin Southeast. To become a Girl Scout this year, join today at gswise.org. Join today. That's gswise.org. Join today. Hey, look, we got callers on the line. We got Smoke on the Lines conflict resolution. We talking about it today. Y'all know how people get out there and they want to get all in their emotions and they want to wild out on you. But we need that emotional intelligence. We need to flood the airwaves with some emotional intelligence, some conflict resolution. Deja, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. How you doing, Deja?
How you doing, King?
Blessings, Queen.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good these days. But I definitely got something that's actually spiritual. And I think that this world is missing a lot of love. I think that we forget that there's this verse in the Bible that says love covers a multitude of sins. And I feel like this world has gone, it's like it's a love drought is going on, basically. It's like it's missing so much community. It's missing so much love thy neighbor as thyself. Like we're literally like in, it's like we're neglecting love throughout the entire world. And I don't understand where it went. And what happens is that breeds pride, that breeds greed and selfishness and an eye for an eye, basically, and stuff like that. And we got, you know, sin adding on top of sin. And, you know, that's when pretty much, you know, I would say, honestly, the devil's running to and fro. And he's doing a good job at it, unfortunately. And I hate that.
Right. Hey, that's sad because idle mind is a devil's playhouse. That's what they used to tell me when I was a kid. So, you know, when you have people that are not really focused or have are goal driven, if you ain't got a plan, somebody gonna hang you one. And ain't no telling that's gonna look like.
Yeah. So I just think that we need to invite more love into our hearts. That way we can share it around the world as God intended it to be in the first place.
That's powerful. That's powerful, Deja. I appreciate you for tapping in with that. Lana.
Hey, how you doing, King?
How you doing, Lana?
I'm all right. First of all, I want to say congratulations to the Truth, to everybody on their awards.
Hey,
I'm proud of you. Good job.
What's
you
know happening what I mean? There?
Man. Listen, wait a minute. Boom, 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 boom. Where is that? Okay, I see. All right, so anyway, thank you. But anyways, like conflict resolution to resolve conflict. To me, I think empathy is a must. And I know at the time when we're heated, you can't think about empathy, but it's good for us to practice it every day. You know, get to the, you know, don't try to use empathy in everything every day. Just start little by little, you know, make those achievable goals first because you'll get overwhelmed. But practice at least something every day with empathy. And then don't assume that they're thinking what you're thinking. Get clarification, like someone said, be objective of it, which means, you know, you can't be subjective and only think about it in your way. You have to, you know, get clarification, you know, ask some questions, you know, pause and breathe and, you know, think about something nice. It's better two get along than not. You know, just think about, you know, think about that. You know, that's all I wanted to say.
I agree. You know, and the thing is, you know, a lot of people feel like they don't want to bow down to somebody. And being mature and intelligent, that's not bowing down. That's just making sure that you're doing the right thing at the right time according to what you're trying to do. So if there's a mistake that's being made, that's a part of the process. All right, you know, this wasn't the right thing to happen. And as we move on, we're going to make sure that we can make the adjustments. What's wrong with that? God bless you. Everybody, you know, make the adjustments so we don't end up right back here. Winky, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, good afternoon to you.
Bless
the,
us, brother,
the caller before, Miss Banana, she was talking about love. I mean, in a perfect world, that works. So how do you deal with, how do you expect love from a heartless person? Person has no heart, no heart at all. You know, and technology has added to the whole deal, especially with these guns. Now there's no reasoning. Conflict resolution. Donald Trump is trying to open up the Alcatraz back. We don't have Wells Boys School. It's being maintained just like these schools that we have. It's in perfect condition up there. Why don't we have a place where we can send these young people, where these young people are afraid to go to a boys or girls prison? Send a couple of them over there to El Salvador. Put the fear of going to El Salvador in them, and I guarantee you, a lot of this small stuff will stop. But nothing's going to stop just anger where a guy just fly off with a pistol mad or an act of passion. You know, nothing's going to stop that, Tory. But at the same time,
we can
there
reduce.
Can be some conflict solutions if we just send a couple of them over there to El Salvador.
Okay. Hey, if you a violent criminal, hey, they even trying to bring the death penalty back in certain states and everything because now people are numb to the jails and the prison. Hey, get three hots in the cot. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Troy Lowe. How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Brother Eddie?
Good, Tori. I just want to say something before we start rambling about this. Winky Blue, to me, is the black Tucker Carlson of Milwaukee. I've been wanting to that for a couple of years now. He reminds me of the urban Tucker Carlson, which is quite a compliment because I love my Tucker. You know that, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't know how I would know.
Well, Tori, you just go along with it. It's part of the show.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the shtick.
Okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can read your mind.
Okay.
I got my psyche
read. I want to say something serious. Okay, Tori, I'm 60 years old, though I don't look it. You and I both know I don't look
60?
It. 60? But, Tori, I never had kids.
Okay.
I was smart enough, certainly, to have kids. But once when I was about 36, and I was ready thinking, I'm going to settle down. I got a good thing going at work. I got this great chick. She has the right pedigree. She looks great, smoking body, the whole bit, Tori. And I thought, maybe I could make a life with this girl, okay? But then I didn't realize how women had changed, okay? Like, I was out there catting around, not even taking women seriously, so I didn't really realize how truly all of them changed. I just thought it was the women that, you know, I was going around with. Mm-hmm. But I've got a lot of good advice for this. And I want somebody who has a kid, be a mother or father, preferably this advice would come from a man because I think young men respect men more when it comes to advice. They want to hear it from, you know, an older brother, a father, an uncle, the grandfather, right? Because it feels like they're mentoring them and they appreciate that. But if you were to go to Wisconsin State Prison or Statesville in Texas or Marion, right, and you were to talk to guys who, out of impulse, shot and killed somebody over the wrong look at a park, or somebody stepped on somebody's Nike or talked to his woman, and it went too far, and one guy ends up shooting the other guy. Now he's dead. Now this guy's going to prison for 40 years, right? Mm-hmm. I think that if these young men actually went to prison and said, how long did you get? And they said, I got 30 years. How long have you been sitting here? 17 years. Would you do it again? No, I'd walk away. It wasn't worth it. And you got to pre-think these things. Just like, you know, you change your oil so you're not having oil issues, engine issues down the road. You go get a health checkup so the doctor knows if you see some issue coming down the road. You've got to pre-think these actions, especially when people are highly emotionally volatile. And you got to go, is this worth taking a life? Is this worth giving up my life and all the other things I love? The love of a woman, getting a great education, having children, you know what I mean? Coaching football, being a mensch in my community. And, you know, you got to realize it before you take the action, right?
Right.
That you've got a lot to lose if you make the wrong call. And I think if you talk to a 16-year-old kid who's getting in a little trouble, I don't think, I think it might go on deaf ears coming from a woman. So if this woman has, this boy has a husband, a father, or she has a step-husband or a grandfather or an uncle or a mentor in the community, I think it's more likely that they'd respect that word, that philosophy, coming from a man than coming from a woman. But I'm telling you, you talk to these guys in state prison, it's not romantic that you're down with your gang. Nobody's coming to visit you. Your woman's sleeping with another man after the first year. You know,
oh, wow.
All these things are going wrong. It's true. These chicks don't stick around for 30 years. They're seeing somebody else. They might be telling you they are or they aren't. But you're forgotten. You are forgotten. You did all this stuff, and you thought there was some honor code to it and some chivalry to it, right? It's all a delusion of grandeur. And so they got to think about what's best for them and their family and their future. So on that note, I'm going to go. I'm painting a ceiling way over in Greendale. I got to get back to it. Say bye to Zach for me, Tori.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Eddie. Guess Eddie sounded good today. He didn't get all the way out there today. He didn't stretch it. So, hey, that's the best you can ask for when it comes to Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. All right, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tori Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. Thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. If I take
calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs, are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. Hey, we had a great conversation today, Truth Nation, and I appreciate everybody that chimed in to try to give that message out into the community. Old and young. Old and young. That's powerful. But we got to go to the talk to text. I got some talk to text I wanted to read. 3417 says, I can't call in, but I will suggest that emotional intelligence should be included in NPS curriculum at an early age. People act on high emotions, and that's just not right. That's just not right. And it's true. I mean, I think that many times, you know, only reason I was able to make that turnaround is because somebody outside of my family had to teach me what things mean, how things operate, you know, how to deal with my emotions. And I had a name for it. I mean, when I was a kid, it was rage that was inside of me. It was some rage that was growing And I was probably, you know, upset about a lot of different things that I really wasn't mature enough to really understand at the time. You know, not having my mom around, not having my dad in my life, not, you know, having funding, you know, money, you know, grandma, it was just me and grandma most of the time, you know, so I saw my other friends, they were doing things and had things that I didn't have. So the frustration builds up. And to each his own. To each his own. But that rage that's on the inside, that's building up. And many times when we see that rage, we're reacting. We're reacting to it. So I agree. Maybe there should be a class in a curriculum on emotional intelligence, you know, how to work through your emotions and understand how you feel. And many times I tell people how you feel is valid. I'm not saying what you're feeling is invalid. But there are ways to manage how you feel without causing yourself to cause harm to others or yourself. There's ways, and we got to teach those tactics. And it's some adults that don't even know the tactic. They just wilding out. Nick Cannon, he got what the show called Wilding Out. What, wilding out, crashing out? You know, they promote this type of atmosphere. Get silly. Do some stupid stuff. Fill up the prisons. Go do something. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care no more. I'm about to be so emotionally driven that I'm about to lose it all right now. That's it. That's what they throwing out here. Matter of fact, when you argue with somebody, first thing they say, what they going to do to you? Like, oh, wow. Like, you know, no empathy, no conflict resolution, no nothing. If you do something to me, this is what I'm going to do to you. You know what I mean? Oh, wow. This is the culture. You got to choose character over chaos. Somebody said, ask Eddie why he ain't never passed out information for his painting service. I need some paint done at my mom's crib. Hey. 9609 says, great job teaching and reaching our future. We got to head into the chat. We got a couple things in the chat. Craig XL says, what type of thrill from doing these things are these teens getting? I mean, there are way better things they could do than that. Craig also goes on to say, Tori, like you said, in order to crack that code to connect and get through, you have to be able to relate, be able to understand, and more importantly, you have to be willing to help. You got to be willing to do the work. Negative people gotta go. It is. It's true. It's true. Motor Elephant says, this is why there are reality TV shows. I stopped watching a lot of them. People are down with that stupid lifestyle. Sincere goes in to say, folks, pride and ego trying to impress people for entertainment purposes in a real way. Scared just to be themselves because of ridicule. I'll say this. Management of thoughts. Management of how you feel is pivotal for success. Because in this world, everything ain't going to go your way. It's pivotal to add emotional intelligence to your lifestyle if you're trying to make it. People say all the time what you can't do. You got people that may be jealous of you. You got people that, for whatever reason, these are obstacles that you got to learn how to overcome. Low self-esteem. You got to learn to build yourself up, get the high self-esteem. You know what somebody did to me? They said, take your name. And thank God I only got four letters in my name. Tory, T-O-R-Y. Right. Yeah. And thank God I got only four letters. Some of y'all got long names. Some of y'all got, you know, 8, 9, 10 letters in y'all name. But this is what they told me as a young person trying to understand. This is one of the practices that they gave me when I was a young kid. They said, take your name and write, take every letter and write something powerful that starts with that letter to your name. And, you know, Tory, terrific, you know, O, outstanding, R, you know, I don't know what I did for the R. Why? I just know that I took every letter and wrote something powerful, and then they took a picture of it. And they said, now live that, be that. Boost your self-esteem. Stop worrying about what people thinking about you. Stop worrying about if somebody don't like you. Love yourself. Have a plan. Take action. These are what the mentors were telling me. And thank God that I was open enough to receive the energy. I was able to receive what they were saying because they had me write it down. They had me look at myself in a different way that I was never taught. And it sunk in. It sunk in. Kathy says, not knowing how to regulate your emotions and learn how to cope also leads to drug and alcohol abuse. We here for it today, Truth Nation. Hey, look, when we come back, I'll give you the final thoughts on the show today. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, I appreciate everybody for chiming in today. I truly believe that when we talk about the young people, some of the old people can learn from it, from the conversation as well, because they may have not been, we may assume. Don't assume. Don't make a certain thing out of yourself by assuming. Okay. But, it was a powerful conversation today, and I appreciate everybody for chiming in, because it's the beginning of, we're about to go into the hot days of summer, the dog days of summer. But we also want to be vigilant. We also want to be able to see it coming and understand how to approach it. Hey, once again, you got to be able to take information and implement. Information is no good if you can't install it. Okay, so I appreciate everybody for chiming in, and all of the students, all of the young people that's listening to the show, I got you. We gonna work, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I need y'all to do something. I need y'all to start implementing some of these ideas so we can get to work as well. It's a two-way street, and even to y'all adults, it's a two-way street. All right, everybody in the chat, y'all know how we get down. Salute to everybody that hit us up on the lines, and salute to everybody that's listening. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the street. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.
Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my pace.